Well, good morning, Audio Boo. And Audio Mo. It's Sergeant here again. So this morning I've come up to Titterstone Clay Hill, which is on the borders of Shropshire and Wales. I've been threatening to do a boo from here for a long while. So I thought today's today, we'll sort that one out. So I'm on the top of the what's known as Titterstone Clay Hill, and I'm just sitting on the trig point, which is right at the top. So I'm looking at the, I think it's a radar station. It's one of these little white domes with concrete pillar. I think it's a some kind of radar listening station of some kind of, that kind of thing, or a communications site. So it's absolutely beautiful up here. I hope you can hear me against the wind. And so I'm looking east at the moment, so I can't really see a lot because there's quite a lot of haze. So I'm looking back towards Birmingham and the Black Country. And there's another hill, that's a pan to the left, looking north. And that's got some kind of tower on it, so I'm not quite sure what the hill is. And I'm pretty sure I can see the Long Mynd as I pan round to the left. I'm not too far away from the Long Mynd, I'm about 25 miles kind of southwest of the Long Mynd, so I'm guessing that's what I can see. It's a bit misty, so you can't really make out a lot. And as we go around the other side of the trig point, that's looking due west. So I guess we're looking to Ludlow and the surrounding areas. And then looking towards the south, I can clearly see the Malvern Hills. And I'm guessing if on a clear day you could then see the Black Mountains and Brecon Beacons, but you can't really make that out today, it's quite misty. So, I've come out for a ride in my MG today. I've had the roof down, I've put my sunblock on. It's a glorious place. It's like a miniature Peak District. Rocks and moorland and heather and scrub. At the moment there's just me and the wind. It's all the fields dotted around and in the valley. And I think I've just seen one of those, I think it's a red sparrowhawk. It's the bird that hovers but holds its head still. It's on the horizon, it was an edge of some rocks. I'm not quite sure what bird it was. I think the red sparrowhawk or something like that. Maybe somebody who knows can leave me a comment or something, but you can see it's hovering, it's back again now, it's flapping its wings. It's dead still. And then once you see something in the bushes now, just dive down. So I'm assuming some kind of rodent or a field mouse or something. He's trying to find for his breakfast. But the view is fantastic up here. What have you all got? It's days like today when you're glad you're alive. And you've got the wherewithal and the health to come and have a walk up the hills. Just to sit here and have a drink. I've had my camp stove going, I've got my cup of coffee next to me. So I'm just going to enjoy the view. So this is another one of my, I suppose I'll call this in my a mini travelogue. It's not a full day out, it's just a few hours. Just a bit of light hill walking. I saw a sign coming up the path saying I'm on the Shropshire Way. So that's another one of those distant paths that dot around the countryside that you can follow if you're a dedicated walker. But if you do make it to the Shropshire Way, you come up here and you're rewarded with fantastic views. So I'm going to wrap it up there. I'll sit here and drink my tea, or coffee I should say. And I'll have me a breathing space. First, a shout out to your Callaway Vox. Have a bit of a breathing space up here. And just sit here and enjoy the views. So once again, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon.